How many of you here tonight have ever been over to Lookout Mountain and saw the incline? How many of you? You saw the incline. That's good. I thought that was a good percentage. I'll tell you why I asked that in just a little while. Open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 133, verses 1 through 3. Yes, that's the chapter. Let's stand, please, in reverence to the Word of God. Now, the Scripture is so important tonight, as it always is. I want to read it slow, and I want you to listen to it. Behold, look, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garment. I believe I'll stop right there and have prayer, and then we'll get into the message. Our Father, help us now to just be led by the Holy Spirit. Help us not to be guided by anything other than Thy presence. I thank You, Lord, for these people. I thank You for thee that wasn't injured in that time about the lawnmower. Thank You for that. I thank You, God, for all of these that are here tonight. In this congregation, there's those that are sad and hurting. I pray You'll do a work in their heart that only You can do. I pray for the youth of this church, the young people. God, I love them. And I pray, God, You'll bless them and help them to see that You've said in Thy Word, despise not thy youth. Oh, God, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I pray You'll be with those that are old and gray-headed and sick and pain. I pray for them. Be with us all tonight for Christ's sake. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to read another portion of Scripture. If you'd like, you can turn, but I just want to read it. In Luke chapter 4, or Ephesians rather, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 through 16. The Bible said, till we all come in the unity of the, what's that next word? Say it louder. The unity of what?
Faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, mature man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but the sly of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which ever joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now about the incline that I've talked about, it's been a long time ago since I rode the incline and went up to the top of the mountain. But it wasn't the ride up to the top of the mountain. It wasn't the vehicle. It wasn't just necessarily the view that has stuck with my mind down through the years. Now, I don't know whether it's still there or not. I don't have any idea. But at the top, when we got up to the top and stepped up on the platform or somewhere in that area, I remember something that really has stuck with me. It was a little piece of the cable that pulled that vehicle up the side of that mountain. It was not a solid piece of steel. That would not work at all. But to the contrary, it started off, Brother Ed, with just a small little piece of, I guess, much maybe like a pencil. a piece of flexible steel. And you say, well, that would not pull that vehicle up the side of that mountain. Oh, no. There was another piece and another one, some larger, but they were bound together in unity. The same purpose. There is not another purpose for that piece of cable, Brother Hall, but to pull that vehicle up the side of that mountain. But the one strand could have never accomplished that mission. And I want to deal with this tonight on the thought of unity. The Bible talks about the unity of faith. Now, all of us know the destruction of the lack of unity. For anything to function right, there must be unity. And without that unity, it can only bring disaster. Do I hear amen? It must be so in everything. Now, our government, sometimes we think, God help, I think a lot. Our government, sometimes when I watch that bunch of politicians in Washington, sometimes I think, oh God, what insane asylum did we get that bunch out of? Where did we find them? But then when it comes to push, come shove, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, and there's a time for maybe war that we've just now been in or are still in, for this government to function right, they come together. I like that. I like it. And so it is with everything in our lives. When there is unity of the faith, even in the church, do you know when there's a unity of faith, there will be a kindness and a tenderness and a love that will function to bring lost men to the Lord Jesus Christ. When there's a lack of unity, the sad fact is that men die without Jesus. See, if there's one thing the devil uses in a church, it's unity and it's disunity. When there is disunity in the church, the devil has a heyday. I've saw it more times than I've got fingers and toes. I've lived long enough to know that the devil specializes in some things. And that's the lack of unity. There must be a unity of faith. There must be that unity. When you've got to, you said, oh, Brother Blue, listen. We can all get along. I can believe this, and you can believe that, and I can, that fellow can believe something else. This man can believe in tongues, and I don't believe in tongues. This man can believe in this, and I don't believe it. No. The Bible said, how can we walk together except we be agreed? There must be that unity, that togetherness for a church to function. Got to be. Now you say you're going to preach on the church tonight? No, guess what? I'm going to get over to the home a little. You can't preach this message without getting there. The unity that God's Holy Spirit wants us to have makes us to walk. Do you notice what Psalm said in 133? It said, how pleasant and good it is for brethren to dwell together and to have unity. Oh, when we walk together down through life, if there's going to be what God is pleased with, there's going to have to be that cohesiveness, that togetherness, or you won't get the job. I remember something. Brother Staten, do you remember my Papa Hooker? If you ever met him, you'd remember him. My papa always wore a great big black cowboy hat. Never will forget. Had great big mustache. A farmer, just a farmer. And I remember one time with him out, we was hauling some little old logs on a wagon and had two mules pulling the wagon. And it wasn't a big load. It wasn't a big load at all. But I remember so well, we was up on the wagon. There wasn't no necessary for us walking along or pushing or heffing. It was something that the two mules could pull if both of them had unity. I never will forget what happened. My pa was not an ill-tempered man. My pa was a very kind old gentleman. But he kept saying, "Get up. Get up. Get up." And he finally got him a little switch he pulled up somewhere. And there was one mule could have pulled the wagon itself. But it would just lay back and do nothing. Just do nothing. So Paul got him that switch, and he didn't want to hurt the old mule. But after a while, my pal Paul, I saw him, and I knew things were going to pick up. I saw him take off that black hat, and I ain't never figured out yet why. I reckon he didn't want to get it dirty or something. But he took that black hat off and laid it over the side. And he walked out, and he had an axe on the, we was over there a whole lot, and he had an axe, and he walked out, and he found him a little sapling about that big around down at the bottom, and it went out to the top, and it was about, I'd say, 8, 10, 12 foot long. Well, that mule that wasn't pulling, wasn't trying to pull, didn't want to pull, wasn't trying to cooperate, my pa done something I never will forget. He clucked that like that. The old mule just hung back. And, you know, all of a sudden, I saw something happen that brought unity to that team. He took that pole in both hands and come down across the hips of that old mule that wasn't put. All of a sudden, I never saw more cooperation in my life. Sometimes for God to get us where we ought to be, He has to get a two-handed pole after us. But when, I'll see by some of your enthusiastic head shaking, you've had that pole, amen. But my friend, hear me, if there's anything in the world the devil can use anywhere, it's the lack of unity. God wants us to cooperate. Amen? When there's unity, there'll be a kindness in the pulpit, in the pew, and in the church. In Ephesians 4:5, but speak the truth in love. When there's unity of the faith, there'll be an addition to the church. Now, I want to say this something. If you were to come to a church and you were looking for a church home, you wanted to find a church where you could join and bring your family, and you went in that church and people were standing up throwing songbooks at one another, calling people names, "Oh, you sorry, no good rascal you," and I mean just a big fight, would you join that church? Lord God, I'd run the other way. I'd want to get away from there. You know what? The devil knows that. Where there is division, where there is the lack of unity, my dear friend, the Spirit of God cannot be there and will not be there. Mark her down. Now, if the devil can, he will use you. I talked to my brother just a minute ago. I know of a church right now, right this minute, that's about to blow sky high. About to come under an old, old church. And do you know what? He's using about two or three to break that unity. Huh? That's all it takes. Now, Brother Hall said that's all it takes. And you're right, brother. You really are. But you know what? It don't take two or three. The devil can use you if you'll let him.
Amen.
Amen? To create that lack of unity and that fellowship. Oh, the devil will have a heyday if he can use you. So next of all, when there's unity, there will be a tenderness and a forgiveness about us. Let me ask you something. I used to hear my daddy say sometimes said he got up on the wrong side of the bed. You ever hear anybody say that? That means when your wife said to you sleep good last night? Sleep good? What are you talking about? I didn't sleep good. Never slept a wink. Got up on the wrong side of the bed. There's people in church. I like the same thing. Am I right? They're just looking for somebody to have a fight with. And I've had enough of them. Don't pick on me. I don't want no more. Oh, folks. He said, it's wonderful to dwell together in unity. But you know, I never will forget a church I was trying to pastor one time. And there was this one fella. He was looking for something all the time. He could see. Come up here, sister. He could be standing over there, and me and this fella be standing over here talking. And all of a sudden, I look over that way. And he said, they're talking about me. And all I've done was just looked over that way. There's, thank you so much. I'll use you the next time. The devil right now, right this very minute, can be placing in your mind and in your heart something that absolutely is not right, not true, and never will be true. And it's just doing it for one thing, to cause a lack of unity. Let me go back to, I want to read a little bit of that scripture I read just a few minutes ago. I want to read something. Listen to this now. In verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sly of man, the cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. If there's one thing that the Way of the Cross, Baptist Church, or any church ought to strive for, it's unity. Now you said, Preacher Blue, I want to shout tonight. Well, I'll sit down while you shout if you want to. And then I'll finish after you get through. But unity is an absolute essential ingredient for the growth and the well-being of any church. Notice something else. When there's unity of the faith, there will be knowledge and maturity in the church. Now, we just got through reading about being no more children. Do you know there are some characteristics about a child? I don't know whether your children like that. Did any of your children ever pout? I hit a nerve right there, didn't I? Now, who do they take that after? I know the men will say their mama. But did you ever see? Now, listen, now, you may not like, I'm not trying to be funny. But there's people that, when you stand up in the pulpit for 57 years like I have, you can look back across the congregation. Didn't call on me to sing. I got a special I just had on my heart. Hello. Somebody will kill me before service is over tonight. Amen. Be no more children. Be no more children. Quit being children. Why? Because the devil will use you to keep people off of this altar. And if I know anything, brother, that's what this is all about. If I know anything, there's one thing God wants to use, and to see souls saved. And when the unity is broken, souls will quit being saved. It's got to be. Most of you know on the battery of every car, there's two cables. They both have a specific function. One's ground, one is to the hot post. My dear friend, I want to be that vessel that God will use and can use wherever He puts me at. Amen. Unity is essential. It's not just something that we've got. No, it's essential. You've got to have unity in the choir. You've got to have unity in the pulpit. You've got to have unity out there. And then the church will function like God wants it to function. When there's unity of faith, we'll see a stability. A stability. Not this blown around. I read it to you. Not this blown here and blown there. And I'm over here one day and over hot and cold, in and out, off and on, can and can't, do and don't, will and won't. No. When there is unity, there will be that stability. There will be that purpose of unity. And oh, we've got to have it. We've got to have it. When there's unity of faith, you'll see a stability in church. When there's a unity of faith, you'll see the lack of confusion. And that grace of God will prevail in any church. Now then, let me go over to the home. All of us know tonight, or if you've ever looked around any, the divorce rate is going sky high. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's absolutely unreal. If you were to say tonight to take a statistic, and we had a way of finding out, if this house was packed full, men and women, men and wives, sitting side by side, ever seat taken, and you were to say, I wonder what percentage of those people in their home have unity, have happiness, have real happiness, not just a manufactured getting together and getting along. I don't mean that. I mean a real happiness, a cohesiveness, a togetherness. If I were to tell you the percentage that I think that might be, it would frighten you. I counsel with a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. And did you know the reason a lot of folks are staying together? Not because of unity. It's because of children. It's because of one reason. Well, been together this long, might as well say it. And I hope and pray that you could work it out. But you know what would work it out? Unity. Same purpose. Same goals. Same aspirations. Am I right? You said, I don't think I like this message of that. Well, you don't have to give nothing in that third offering. I told you this morning I had a message that God spoke to my heart about. You know what time He spoke to my heart? 3 o'clock this morning. 3 o'clock this morning. My heart woke up. God said, I want you to preach on unity. My dear friend, listen to me. Do you tonight, are you that person that is that has the greatest desire for your home, for the church, for your children, whatever it is, then seek to know the God of heaven in unity, the unity of faith. Where there is unity, love will flourish. Love will flourish. Where there is unity, there will be, God will be honored. Oh, yes. Where there is unity, homes will become a heaven. Homes will become, when there is unity, Christ will be exalted. When there is unity, prayer will be offered. When there is unity, Bible will be the center of the home. There must be unity. I don't know why I'm saying this. There may be a home right now that is just barely hanging together. The only thing that will ever bring a home like it ought to be is drawing closer and closer to God. It has to be. Now there's more to it. There's more to it than just coming together, staying together because of one reason or another. If that's the only thing that's keeping you together, the cohesiveness will not last. It will not last. It cannot last. But you notice the Bible said the unity of the faith. The unity of faith. The unity of trusting the God of heaven. The unity of knowing God is the only prevailing force that can make your home a heaven. Can make your home what can make the church. Oh, listen, we're not together just because we're Baptists. The thing that ought to keep us together is one thing, and that's souls for the kingdom of God. Do you know if this church has any other purpose tonight? If this church has any other purpose than to see souls saved, you're already out of business. You're not going to be out of business. You're already out of business. The Way of the Cross Baptist Church, when God led my heart to start over in the old hippie building, I had this drive in my heart. God, I want a church in Cleveland that'll have one goal, one singular move, and that's to see souls for Christ. That's still my goal. That's still my desire. But do you know what the devil would like to do? He'd like to get you out of unity and close the doors. Am I right, folks? You say, why do you think God laid this heart message on your heart? I don't know, but I sure have enjoyed preaching it. The song said, brother, we've met to worship and adore the Lord our God. And I'm going to say to you right now, for you to worship, there must be unity. It's got to be. It's a must. It's absolutely essential. Just give me a few minutes. I don't walk as fast as I used to. But I got a purpose by walking back here. Where's my great-grandson? Come here, son. Come here to Papa. Come on. Come here to Papa. You can tell he loves me like you would believe. How you doing, boy? How you doing? Good looking, just like your papa, ain't you?
Papa.
Papa, yeah, papa. I'll never live to see him grow up. He probably won't remember me. He's too small. How you doing, boy? Say hello. Say hello, winner. Huh? All right. I'll not get to see him grow up. I won't. But this may be the bank you'll get saved on right here. But if the devil can bring disunity, your stubbornness and ego to be your own person, my grandson may go to hell. Are you a baby? Just for the desire to be right. I want to be. I'm right and everybody else is wrong. No, you can't be that. You've got to have unity. You're a pretty good preacher. What? No. He's learned one word, and that's no. Watch him. You love me?
No.
No. Are they pretty?
No.
No. Has he got hair on his head?
No,
Lord God, no. No. Listen to me.
No.
I want you to listen. Listen to me. You got to listen, boy.
No.
Go back to your mama. I want you to get the point. If the devil can bring disunity by you, by whoever, children across this house may die lost. The Spirit of God will not be here. Shouting and praising God will dry up. Am I right, Ed? No tears. Where there used to be love and unity, it'll cease. You say, why are you bringing this? I don't know, but in the next few days we may find out.
Amen.
Oh, if you can remember anything the old man's ever preached, remember this message. And when you start to get out of shape, the devil will take that and cause disunity.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God will be grieved. And the Bible said to grieve not what? Grieve not the Holy Spirit. And disunity will do it every time.
Amen.
I don't like him. I don't like her. You know what you've just exhibited? Disunity.
Amen.
We're none of us perfect. Sure, you don't like me. There may be times I have to pray hard to even speak to you. But you know what? In spite of it, I'm going to love you. In spite of it, I'm going to love you. And I hope I don't have to lay my black hat off and get me a two-handed pole. Amen. I'm going to say this to you. Remember this? You don't know. You're not old enough. But Staten, you remember the old time confession meetings they used to have? Yeah, I remember. I'm going to tell them about it. Years ago, before they had a revival, every year they had a revival. Had one revival a year, maybe two revivals a year. They'd have a confession meeting. And you know what the pastor would do? They'd all get together and they'd sing a few songs. And the pastor sat down. Said, okay. And here you see people start squirming. Holy Spirit was on them. Well, I just might as well tell you, I've had some things in my heart against so-and-so. He'd walk over to him and say, Lord God, I want you to forgive me. They'd hug necks. And after a while, when that's done a few times, you'd see the Holy Spirit begin to move in the house. Holy Spirit would begin to move. There's freedom and liberty. Where there is no freedom, no liberty, the Holy Spirit, He's not going to work. He just can't do it. He will not do it. He will not. I said He won't.
Amen.
He just won't do it. And so tonight. It may not be back in the 30s, and it may be 03, but my dear friend, the same thing is essential, and we need to have unity among our homes, our churches, wherever we're at. Did you take me an offer tonight, this morning? Didn't you? They probably want it back. You ain't getting it. Listen to me. If there's anything in your heart, anything, I don't care what it is, in your heart against anybody, anyone, it grieves the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, you said, bless God, let them come to me. No. Why don't you lay down your sorry stubbornness and go to them? Joe, you better get out of here with my offering. Because I ain't going to get none of it. Listen to me. Is it worth you being right for my grandson maybe to go to hell? Huh? Is it worth you being right in your own stubborn mind than to grieve the Holy Ghost? No. How pleasant, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Come on to the piano. I'm giving out. I'd like to put you another album. All right. I thank you for helping me tonight. Anytime. You may be called to be a helper. You can't tell. You may have to help me get out from under somebody in a few minutes. And you don't get paid for that either. Look up here at me. Look at me. My race is near to run. I don't have many more miles to go. But I think tonight God let me come to the Way of the Cross Baptist Church to establish in your mind you're not through, but there's a long ways down the road from the Way of the Cross Baptist Church. But if the devil can stop you from the lack of unity, he'll do it in a minute. He'll do it. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Play softly. I don't know whether God spoke to your heart or not. I don't know. I have no idea. But what's it worth? What's the price tag on the lack of unity? The lack of it. If there's something in your heart and mind right now that the devil can use to block the unity of God in this congregation or any place, he'll use it. He'll use it. He will use it. Now, Father, I feel in my heart that there's somebody right now that may need to come to the altar. I don't know. Maybe they need to go to somebody. I don't know. Maybe there needs to be a prayer together. I don't know. But Lord, I've gone as far as I feel like you want me to go in the message. But I do feel like in my soul that God, you had this message for a purpose. I don't know what, but I believe you had it for a purpose. And I pray, Lord, you'll use it right now. Maybe somebody will need to go to another one, a sister or a brother. I don't know. Maybe they'll need to reestablish that cohesiveness together. I pray, Lord, you'll do your work in that. In Jesus' name, let's stand together. If you need to come to the altar, if you need to go to somebody, if you need whatever you may need to do while we sing right now. Look at the price tag. My little old grandson wobbled back through there. Don't let the devil use you eventually to be a block or a stumbling block or bring a coldness or anything that would hinder and grieve the Holy Spirit of God. If you need to come, I want you to come on the next verse. If you need to speak to somebody about it, you want to see them after church. But the thing about it, reestablish that unity. All right, sing another verse.